Joining us here today in the big show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Jenna and Stu the Reckless. So great to have you guys here on the show here and get reunited. So I guess the last time we chatted was at Boxcar in St. John, New Brunswick last summer. What a time that was, eh?
Ooh, that was a fun festival. I loved that.
And the weather cooperated. And yeah, we're hoping for another repeat performance here for YQM that's coming up. So you folks coming back to the Maritimes to New Brunswick. So that's going to be a party too in August.
Honestly, every time we're on that side of the country, it's every man for himself. I usually say I'm never drinking again at the end of those weekends. So here we are.
I see what you did there, Stu. I see what you did there. So that's the new song, Never Drinking Again. And man, some great new music from you folks. I just had to listen to it. What a catchy summertime tune. And I love the line, three sheets to the wind.
A lot of people couldn't hear that line at first. Like, what are you saying? I'm like, you've never heard of three sheets to the wind? Like, well, then you've never been there, you know?
Yeah. Well, we've all lived it and, you know, kind of regretted it here. But yeah, Never Drinking Again. We just got word here this morning that is the most added country radio song this week. So Never Drinking Again, getting the most ads.
No, I might barf.
Somebody grab a bucket for Jenna Stat.
Breaking news.
What?
Yes. What? Never Drinking Again is the most added song at country radio this week. And I'm just looking at the list here, Jenna and Stu. This is ahead of songs from Lainey Wilson, Jordan Davis, Thomas Redd, and Dierks Bentley. You guys are top of the crop right there.
Yeah, a bunch of nobodies. Like... Bunch of nobodies in that list. I'm so glad it's us.
That's crazy, Ian. That's oh, amazing. My gosh.
So proud of you guys. Man, it's just so great to see the success. And this song is just going to be another huge hit for the Reckless. So I got to ask, how much research did you do? You know, how much drinking did you have to do for research into the song Never Drinking Again anyway?
You know, I'll let Jenna take the reins because this is her title for a couple of years, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, Ian, we've been researching this for years. Years and years and years. I've become a professional at it, actually. No, I did have that title in my phone for like 4 years, probably. And I think I mentioned it in a couple writes and it got like denied and turned down. And I was like, okay, maybe it's stupid. And then I tried one last time and this write with Stu and these two new people that I'd never written with. Stu had met them and they're awesome. They're like young and it was just cool. Anyways, they were like, yeah, love it. Let's do it right away. And we got right into it. And not going to lie, we had a couple drinks and I may have woken up the next morning saying I'm never drinking again after writing that song. So it happened quickly and it started as a joke. And I can't believe it's the single and I can't believe it's the most added.
Joining us here today on the big show, it is the Reckless, Jenna and Stu. And we're so proud of that new song, Never Drinking Again. Of course, we broke the news earlier. It's the most added song at country radio this week, beating out some folks like, oh, you know, Dierks Bentley, Thomas Rhett, Jordan Davis, and Lainey Wilson. So congrats, folks, on the new tune.
Woo! That's crazy to hear. Thank you so much. Thank you for spinning it. We're so excited to be back and getting these songs out finally for people to hear. So thanks for all the love, everybody.
We're loving the song. So along with a new tune this summer, you're going to be coming to YQM. And I recall a few years ago when you were in the studio with us here, Stu, you did an impression of Luke Bryan. So Luke Bryan is going to be at YQM in New Brunswick this August. So give us a little sample, could you please?
Well, see, I wasn't the most added country radio this week. There's apparently a new band called the Reklaws, and we're so excited to be drinking with them, even though they say they're not going to be anymore.
Nailed it. There. I didn't know we were going to have Luke Bryan joining us on the show here today.
Yeah, we got them all today.
You got me coughing now. Holy smokes. So YQM is on the bill this summer. Also, I see you're going to go out to the Calgary Stampede. How about that?
Ooh, it's been too long since we've been there, and we're very excited about it. It's one of the top ones for sure this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and any other big plans for the summer there, folks?
honestly, we're just going to try to survive. We have a little too much fun with our band and our just like the whole crew on the road all summer. It's like very much a family oriented get together every time we get to do shows. So we're going to bring our absolute all to every single show. We have a whole bunch of new songs we're going to be playing. We have a brand new entirely built set for the summer that we've been spending. I think we spent 3.5 months on this spring. So lots of surprises, lots of things to look forward to if you're a fan of the Reckless this year.
In conversation today with the Reckless, Jenna and Stu. And I remember back, I think it was like 2017, our boss sent us an email saying there's this brother and sister duo that they're going to join you in the studio tomorrow called the Reckless. And we're like, okay, cool. And they're from Ontario, yeah, so they're going to play this brand new song that they have called Hometown Kids. So I love just looking back and reflecting on how far you've come from those last few years to now. What are some of the big highlights anyway?
Most added on country radio today is pretty cool.
Hard to top that one.
Yeah.
There's been so many, honestly. Like we have, like AGT last year,
yes,
and getting to play on the Grey Cup a few years ago, and
right,
just, I don't know, becoming great friends with people like Dean Brody. Like that's just like, if you told us when we first played Hometown Kids for you guys in studio that was going to be the life that we're living, I don't think either of us would believe you. So we're so humbled, so blessed, and just trying to hold on for dear life to this amazing dream we've lived.
Time for some hot fire questions here. So as we approach summer, so we want to ask you your favorites here. So Jenna, you get to go first, ladies first. Your favorite drink on the beach in summer?
Ooh. Oh, don't get me started. Okay. Well, it depends where you are. If you're sitting on the beach and it's like sunset, I'm going for a white, like it has to be the coldest, crispiest, in the perfect glass white wine.
Yeah.
And then if it's like daytime party, we're doing a margarita all day.
I like your style. Me and Jimmy Buffett love you. Stu, over to you, bud. What's your drink on the beach?
Oh, if it's been a tough weekend and it's like I'm going to do one more, I'll do a Corona and a lime. That's just the perfect summer beer, I feel. Yeah. And then I'm very much a margarita too, but I kind of, I don't know, have you heard of Rockets before, where it's like a Smirnoff Ice mixed with a beer? There's something about those that just gets me, it's like gasoline for me. It's great. So
if you haven't
tried it, Smirnoff Ice and just a classic like Bud Light or light beer, it's a good mix.
There's our drinking assignment for the weekend right there from Stu Walker. A couple of more quick ones right here. Your favorite ice cream flavor in the summer there, Jenna?
Ooh, this is, I love mint chocolate chip.
Mm.
Is that weird?
Oh, no, it's
is
cool.
It weird?
Yeah, no, it's good. Good.
Stu,
what about you?
Ooh, I mean, our mom kind of found this hack at McDonald's, but it's the McFlurry, Oreo McFlurry, but with two pumps of caramel sauce in it.
Yeah.
And so that just kind of, I don't know, that just tastes like summer to me. It's the greatest snack of all time.
Man, I tell you. And to wrap it up here with your summer snacks, hot dogs or hamburgers, what's your favorite there, Jenna?
Hot dogs all day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Many of them.
And you, Stu, same kind of thing, hot dogs?
I would have to agree. I would definitely agree with Jenna, only because we have to say, like, not the massive, gigantic, like, Oktoberfest sausage, but just the ballpark Frank. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, my gosh.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, watching the Jays, and it's four for the price of one, and you have four hot dogs, and you don't know why you have four hot dogs, but it's great.
Loving it. Well, folks, so great to get caught up here today, and congratulations on the success of the brand-new tune here, Never Drinking Again. Once again, the most added song at country radio this week. Bring it on.
Woo!
Hey, folks, till the next time you're in town, take care, and thanks a million for joining us here today.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you, brother.
Ian. Love you guys too, man. And till next time, keep on rocking.
Okay, absolutely. We'll
see you
soon.
You bet.
See you this summer for sure.